Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
No football action until Monday night in these parts, but there was plenty of other football action going on Sunday. Go to our football expert, our NFL expert, Santana Dodson. Good morning, Santana.
Good morning, gang. The stars at night are bright on a Monday night, eh?
Are you deep in the heart of Texas? I guess you are. Well, Houston's
deep
on the coast.
Heart of Texas.
Yeah.
Is that on the outskirts of Texas, or is that deepest in the heart of Texas if you're all the way at the bottom of Texas? I'm not sure exactly how that works, where the heart is located in Texas. But good morning, Santana.
I guess the heart is where you... Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, I drove all the way through Texas. This should be the heart of Texas. The Packers get the Lions tonight. Brett Hundley, a quarterback, had a couple of weeks to get ready for this game. Is there any hope that he gets any better than he was a week or 12 days ago, 14 days ago, whenever they played last?
Yeah, I think so. You've had a whole week and a half, 2 weeks to prepare and kind of get a game plan ready that's going to be centered around this young man and his, you know, acuteness or his skill set. So I look for them to be better offensively.
How much of that is going to be Aaron Jones? He's piled up a lot of yards on the ground and, you know.
Yeah, I think, a quarterback's best friend is the running game. So, you know, it's going to be big on the offensive line and Aaron Jones and the fellow running backs to step up big. As well as that, you'll see a lot of play action, run-pass option-type plays, and also look for the tight ends to get involved because you got two big tight ends that are big targets and they're close to the line of scrimmage. So let's get the ball to them a little bit. And, you know, the best down for a young guy is first down. So whether it's a good run or a short-range pass to get us into second and five, second and four, third and threes, downs like that are real manageable, you just want to keep those chains moving for
now,
the guy.
When you were playing and you were on the defensive line, if you knew you had a quarterback with minimal experience in the NFL, running an offense, blah, 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 what are you going to do to keep him off balance all game?
Well, you want to give him different pictures. You just want him, to really have to focus on, is it coverage? You know, is it cover two? Is it cover four? Are they blitzing? Are they population blitzing, meaning sending more than one guy? Are they sending two or three guys from different levels? Well, how are they attacking? And if I can get you to think and out of your comfort zone, there's no time on the football field to really think and react. So everything and react. Everything is actually flashes and colors and confirmations, and you're getting rid of the ball at that quarterback position. So as skilled as these players are, if I can get you to think a little bit and wonder if somebody's open or where the coverage is, then I get to react and jump and attack the ball and make you turn over and make frustrating mistakes.
All right. Well, do you want the good news? Here's the good news. Lions failed to score a touchdown in five red zone possessions last week.
Really?
Okay. All right.
That's the good news.
Who did they play last week? New Orleans last week? Who did they have? I'd like to know who kept them out of the end zone.
The bad news is the Packers are 30th in red zone defense. Giving it up 74% of the time.
All right. So what do we do with that information?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we talked a little bit about this last week. You've got to step up your game in every facet. You know, you can't expect Brett to score 28, 31 points a game, not off the rip, not tonight. You know, so he's not Aaron Rodgers. That being said, the special teams need to step up their performances. Defensively, you need to step up your performance. So the big thing is, you know, defensively, we talked about this the last few years. Is it really their makeup, or are they able to change their DNA and become a very accountable defense to where you're going to have to earn every yard? Because our defense has been more so a takeaway defense. We're going to attack and try to create turnovers. But, you know, like us players say all the time, football hurts sometimes. And you got to sit in there and take double teams and win third and ones and goal line stances and things like that. So you just can't give up big plays. So we're going to see if our defense has the ability down this stretch to show up and show out on a consistent down-in, down-out basis.
Oh, boy, this is a team that only kicked 5 field goals last week. They lost to the Steelers 2015.
Okay, 5 field goals. Didn't get in the end zone. Steelers are pretty good on defense, though, right?
Well, they're good enough last week.
Right.
They're traditionally good on defense, yeah. So you're exactly right.
So we're probably not going to go – we're not going to have 5 stops in the red zone.
I would like to see forcing some punts instead of just giving it up.
All right.
The length of the field.
Baby steps.
All the time.
I can go with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, all phases have to work. You know, let's see some big punt returns or kickoff returns, giving them a short field. Let's see a couple of turnovers. Even if you turn the ball over or we create a takeaway defensively, get a big return on it. So, hey, it's a lot more comfortable for our quarterback, a young quarterback with his first or second full start, to have to go 30 yards instead of having to go 85, 90 yards. It's going to help them out.
Have you ever played with a player that you thought quit on a play?
Ooh. Ooh, make it a Buccaneer. Someone from Tampa.
No, I don't want names. I'm just wondering, if you ever played with somebody you thought, in your opinion, quit on a play?
I would have to say yes.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
We're going to call it a loaf. Let's call it a loaf.
Okay. Because that Giants team yesterday looked like everybody quit in that game. Everybody.
Yes.
Everyone on defense, at least.
It's interesting to watch the energy. You're exactly right. I saw a few clips from the game. But, yeah, when you start looking at guys' energy, it definitely looked like that they were defeated. And you hate to see that, especially on the NFL team. This isn't high school or junior high. You've got to show up and try to prove it every play.
Well, there were guys that last night when I was watching, you know, the highlights or the lowlights, if you're a Giants fan, before Sunday Night Football, Rodney Harrison was saying, this guy didn't even try and make a tackle. He was right there. He didn't even try and tackle. How can you be on the field as a professional and not even, lay out to get somebody?
Yeah, and I think that happens in practice. You know, a lot happened against the Texans yesterday. There was a play, and it reminded me of what we call the late hit early in the year against our wide receiver. Was it Dante who got hit late? You remember the game? It was the
Devontae Adams.
Exactly. Yeah. It reminded me
Danny
of that.
Danny Trevathan tried to murder him on national TV.
Exactly. Well, right. It happened against the Texans. The wide receiver went down, but the whistle did not blow. So the secondary, they just stopped, and the guy got up and kept running.
And tried it in. I saw that.
Exactly. Now, if you hit him when you're on the ground, you start looking at the defender like, oh, that was a cheap shot. They didn't have to dive on top of him. But the whistle never blew. But you're exactly right. I mean, if that happens in practice, if you got lazy practice habits, and you're allowing guys to just run through the defense and not taking on that challenge every down until the whistle, then you start reflecting like you're a lazy, giving up type defense when you start looking at it on film or on TV.
But they don't even hit in practice anymore.
Rarely.
Don't even hit in practice anymore. And the place it really shows up is in the defensive secondary especially.
Yeah.
All right.
Who's the class of the league right now? Who, if you had to pick now, we're halfway into the season, who's winning the Super Bowl?
Oh.
Wow, that is a strong.
I know.
Every team has a little bit of issues, so the question is, can they fix their issues? Yesterday, in a losing effort, Kansas City still looks very good. But they don't look great against the run. And then I would have to say Philadelphia with their record and the points they're scoring, that they'll have a lot to say about it at the end of the year. You know, but everybody this time of year, you can look at a few potholes that they have to fix to get down the road and make it a smooth sail to the Super Bowl.
All right. Well, it's going to be a late night, Santana. Get yourself a little nap here this afternoon.
Yeah, we'll be up late watching them. I'll go, Pat.
All right. We'll talk about it next week.
All right, fellas. Y'all take care.
Santana Dodson.